B-Pod Studios.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Checkpoint Daily. On today's show, we're going to be talking about one of the biggest pizza providers in the world getting into video games. Also, we talked about the Nickelodeon Fighter last week, but some new news came out that actually has maybe changed my opinion on it personally. And Ubisoft announced their new hero shooter is looking mighty Overwatch. Is looking mighty Gundam Overwatch. And also, we will be talking Tier List Tuesdays in honor of Jeff Bezos going to space. We will talk about the best spaceships in video games. This is Checkpoint Daily.
The latest esports and gaming news. Checkpoint XP Daily has got you covered. Find it online at checkpointxp.com. Get in the game.
Hey, everybody. What up, though? This your boy, Norris Howard, your host. Hoping everybody is doing excellent out there. And to my left, we got LaBarba Obscura. What's up, Weird Beard?
Man, Tuesday's kind of like my Monday in the sense that Monday just drags, right? Like, yeah. It just is like, oh, my God, please get me through this. Tuesday, I feel like I start to hit that little bit of a high where it's just like, oh, okay, here we go. You know, stretch it out, get the rust out.
Tuesday is my least favorite day of the week.
Because it's too early in the week? What's going on with it?
It's because Monday, at least it's like, all right, start the week. Let's try to energize ourselves a little bit. And all then right. Tuesday is just like, what the fuck is this day? And then Wednesday is hump day. And then Thursday is Friday Eve. And then Friday and then the weekend. So Tuesday is the only good thing about Tuesday, which is I'm so happy that they do this, is that like video games and shit come out
That's
on Tuesday.
True. You know what?
Tuesday is patch day for like everybody.
They must have known exactly what you're saying.
Yep.
And that's why they decided that movies Tuesday. And videos games, you know, at least the digital pieces come out then.
Yeah, Tuesday is patch day. It's a new patch in 14 for me, so I'll be there's no new dungeons. So I was saying I might play it on stream, but no, I'm not.
Well, you're streaming tonight, aren't you? You're going to play some Yakuza?
Yeah, I'm going to play some Yakuza Like a Dragon, man. I've been really appreciating it. The homies over at Sega shot me a follow last night, so I'm happy about that.
Do you think that they would be upset to learn about your stance on Sonic and the Sonic franchise in general?
Nah, I'll say it's ass. I'll say the best thing that they did with Sonic was let other people develop it, which is why Sonic Mania is so good.
We did do some accolades to them.
Yeah.
Because of it. So, you know what?
Sonic Mania nice is great.
Can we also have, I don't know if you guys are friends with our friends over at G Fuel, but have you tried the Sonic Chili Dog G Fuel?
I am never drinking G Fuel in my life.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, yes.
Wait, is it flavored like chili dog?
Do you want me to bring it in for you, Chad?
Yes, 100%.
Actually, you know
Wait,
what?
No.
Bring it in tomorrow. No, it's a drink, Chad. It's not meat drink.
I could
drink.
Still be like meat broth. Like, what do you think chicken broth is? It's literally meat drink.
Here's our brand new energy drink. Fucking soup.
That's what I was worried about. I was like, how do you get chili flavor? I mean, there's meat and chili, maybe beef broth. I don't know.
Brought to you by G Fuel, meat drink.
You know what? Someone would buy it.
Yeah, somebody would.
That sounds very America.
That sounds like something from the early internet, the power thirst, where it's like, power thirst.
It does.
Drink the meat drink.
Anyway, Chad is here too. Hi, Chad.
Hi. Yeah, I'm actually excited because Friday I just released a new podcast.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's the first 30. You can find that pretty much everywhere now. I got it officially everywhere. Just look up First 30 Video Game Review. It's new, so it's still hard to search.
Chad ABP. Always be plugging. I appreciate
always
your
hustle. Be plugging.
I am always plugging. You know me. That's I am the right. plugger of plugs, you know?
Amazing.
Anyway,
with that said, here's what's happening in the world of video games.
The UK delivery branch of restaurant chain Pizza Hut has officially launched a gaming division named Pizza Hut Gaming.
Yes!
According to a release, the brand will host regular community tournaments across a variety of titles, aiming to, quote, deliver exciting influencer activations and become the, again, quote, go-to pizza for gamers.
The reason why I'm excited about this is because pizza parties for everybody. I'm not sure if you remember y'all remember Scholastic Book Fairs
well,
back in the day?
After, baseball, you always went went to Pizza Hut. Yeah, I remember that.
I want this to happen for them little English kids. I want this to happen. I want the little English kids, instead of the book fair,
it's like
you
have
the eSports club.
Oh.
And if you perform well, you get to do the pizza party at the end of the year.
I think more than anything else, I'm offended by this.
And how?
The reason I'm offended.
How are you mad about this?
They're wanting to make Pizza Hut the pizza of gamers.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the one negative I have from this. Is Pizza Hut is literally the worst pizza.
I agree. I agree.
No.
100%.
What's better?
Listen.
Literally anything else.
This is a lie from the pit of hell. In chat, you can let it go because you don't even eat meat and many animal products. So I'm not talking about you. And Rick, you can't even fucking eat cheese. So shut up. Pizza Hut is the best pizza, bar none. What are you talking about?
You know what? Maybe my problem is.
It's the best pizza chain. Okay, put it that way. I don't care about your mom and pop pizza store
that's
from
the
around
problem.
The corner.
I don't really like majority of pizza chains. The only exception I think that I'll give, and I don't even know how big of a chain this is Jet's Pizza.
Well, Jess is good. Local.
Listen,
is it local?
I like garbage pizza. I like Domino's and Papa John's.
I don't like Domino's.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't like Domino's. I don't like Papa John's. I don't like Pizza Hut. The closest I'll get is Hungry Howie's, and it's only because they do a good stuffed crust.
What is wrong with you? Either way, I love the statement that they put out in the blurb here. And this is reporting courtesy of Esports Insider. Word to Kevin Hitt out at Esports Insider. Good guy. They said, we are working closely with some exciting initiatives throughout the year. We will reveal them in the new future. We are very excited to finally communicate with our gaming audience directly, put it in front of mind. And at the end of the day, who doesn't love pizza?
I mean, even the worst pizza is fine.
I think it's good because they're doing a thing where to celebrate the launch, Pizza Hut's actually giving away a pizza for every 100 followers gained on their
brand new
Twitch channel.
Is cool.
Giving away a pizza? Like...
So for every 100 followers they get on their new Twitch channel, they're giving away
a pizza.
To somebody.
Listen, I think it's cool. I think more brands. By the way, the fact it's taken this so long for like a pizza provider to be able to latch on to gaming, knowing that pizza has been, food of choice for gamers.
Not just gamers, but nerds.
For years and years and years.
I mean, that was the stereotype all through the 90s, right? Was like, oh, we're going to get some pop and a pizza
and Mountain Dew.
We
get some Za.
Like
Za and Mountain Dew.
The next real activation, fucking Totino's. Where are you?
You know what? No, they do stuff with 100 Thieves all the time.
No, Totino's does.
But they haven't said we are the pizza snack of gaming. Like they haven't. And you know what? Who else really should get in on this? Pizza Bagels. Where are you, motherfuckers?
Nah, I think they're still.
Nah,
they're
you
still
bugging. Bagel Bites should totally be.
Esports?
Bagel Bites? You bugging. Bagel Bites, Hot Pockets, anything you can put in the microwave.
Totino's.
Listen, pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at fucking supper time.
There you go.
When pizza's on a bagel, you can have pizza anytime.
You can send the check right to Weird Beard here for plugging that for you.
I'm just saying, Bagel Bites. Bagel Bites is the one.
ABP, always be plugging. Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl developers have said that they want a, quote, competitively viable game. And, really the big thing that I thought would be interesting here is how much they seem to be going at Super Smash Brothers. It's now been reported that the developers are promising rollback netcode for their fighting game, something that has been called for in the Smash community for years.
Thank you. It's weird. It's like I was shit on by Robbie and Norris when I was trying to defend that potential.
Right, because I thought it was stupid. But listen, stupidity can reign supreme if you wrap it in a nice package. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, Chad. I'm going to have to eat crow on this one. Because if they come out with rollback from day one and they say we're building this thing to be competitive, I'm telling you. All we need is for Sonic Fox and MK Leo and Mango and Hungry Box and all the rest of them to hop on this game. I'm telling you, it will hit.
I think the FGC only takes one. It's because they're so close knit. It takes one and then
The rest will follow.
Like, the developer literally came out and said, quote, Nigel Thornberry edgeguarding is a goal all to itself.
Hold on. This is it. This is the one. And let me say this. This is, and listen, I have my reservations about the IP, but I took the week and I actually sat down. I interfaced with some of my FGC bros and talked to them about it. And I've come around to this, not only because of them wanting to support this for competitive and rollback netcode and all that good stuff, but the possibilities.
Yeah.
Listen to me. I want you to listen to me, Weird Beard.
I'm listening.
Could you imagine the collabo Nickelodeon and they do a Cartoon Network
collabo.
You can see... All
Nicktoons versus
Samurai, Samurai Jack, the Powerpuff Girls.
They haven't even tapped onto all the rest of the stuff from Nickelodeon.
It
would be great to do like see that Capcom versus Marvel aesthetic that they kind of do kind of thing.
Like, but it's just like Smash. It's like Smash in the sense of all that is a phone call and an agreement to say we can use this character.
Yeah.
That's it.
And the thing is, you have to remember, so Chad, the developers of this developed Slap City back in 2018.
Okay.
After it blew up, you know, that's a pretty good platform fighter. It wasn't like world-ending
or
anything.
It wasn't like Brawlhalla or anything.
Yeah,
like
but
that.
It was good. Nickelodeon approached them and said, you know, they came to them and said, we want this to be competitively viable.
Interesting.
That means that Nickelodeon saw a gap and said Nick do what Nintendo don't, like the fact that this has been a problem for years,
100%.
That it's an issue that, you know, how many, I mean, dude, Nintendo killing off Slippy and punishing people who are still playing, like the Melee debate is something I don't want to wade into because I'm not like versed enough to be, you know.
I wade into it, it's fucking dumb,
but
here's the main thing, and at this point I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm rooting for this game.
Oh, I am too.
I've shifted. I'm rooting for this game, and I am not afraid to admit that I was on the wrong side of this, and if it pans out, it pans out. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I'm rooting for this game simply because I want to see Nintendo have to eat their fucking hat on this.
Yeah, like,
want to see it bad. I want to see this game at Evo, and I want to see it get 100,000 fucking views, and the winner of it gets $50,000 cash in a briefcase, and then get slimed.
You know what?
That's what I want to see.
I love that idea.
That's
actually,
what I
want to
see. This would be great. But you know what? Nintendo wants to continue to be draconian with their. One of the biggest games they've ever made.
Like, think about it. Like, the competitive people come together and they're like, listen, you, me, SpongeBob only, no items, Technodrome.
See?
And then, like, or they're like, listen, Cat Dog's Wobble is too tough right now. Like, to have conversations like that is fucking
right.
Wild.
Yeah. I think, too, a lot of people have reservations.
Nerf Angelica.
Yeah,
SpongeBob is such an easy character. You don't even need him.
Yeah.
Like, it's just.
I think people have reservations from the characters because they're like, oh, Nicktoons are so goofy and whatever. But you got to think, that's what Nintendo did. They had all their IP and then they went outside of that and brought them in. There's no reason
that Nickelodeon couldn't do that. Exactly.
There's no reason.
You know what the other thing I think would be wild on this too is that Nintendo, while yes, they went outside of the Nintendo franchises to get some of these characters, one of the big issues has to have been licensing for Smash, right? Like getting a lot of these characters that people want is tough.
Why it took forever.
See, I don't think it is.
Well,
I think Smash got to a point to where if Sakurai called you, you said yes.
Okay, yeah, but I'm saying
Smash.
Like the internal whatever. It's
oh
not
the
easy.
the legalese and
yes.
Shit. Yeah, I got
I'm
you.
Saying for Nickelodeon, their Rolodex of shit that you can go through and pull and mine without even having to leave
and
Nickelodeon.
And the last thing that I want to say about this that I think may play in Nickelodeon's favor is everybody knows Nintendo has a reputation for being litigious.
Yes.
I cannot recall, I'm not saying this never happened, but I can't recall Nickelodeon suing a bunch of people in the past 20, 30 years, okay? And so I think that actually creates a better environment for certain IP or, you know, certain IP holders to work with Nickelodeon. Not only that, could you imagine a Shueisha mashup where they allow some anime into this. This could be a whole
Avatar.
There you go. Avatar.
Oh my god, I didn't think
of
Avatar.
Avatar, that's Nickelodeon.
Oh! Woo!
See what I mean?
That just changed
Yo,
the game.
Yo, if that happens,
literally.
I am Korra Main, okay? Flat out. Korra Main.
And if they don't put face as a background in one of the like game levels, I'm out.
Actually, I take it back. Asami Main. I'm Asami Main.
If you don't pick Appa, you're throwing. Anyways, in our final news hit here, Tom Clancy's X-Defiant was announced yesterday, and it's a free-to-play team-based FPS. The factions are based on characters from across Ubisoft's Clancy games. Why Tom Clancy's Dead Ghost is brought up once again with this game, still don't understand. But the first-person multiplayer shooter will pit teams of six characters, or quote, Defiance, against each other across several game modes. There's a focus on gunplay, though you'll also be able to harness traits, abilities, and ultras, which seems similar to Ultimates in other games based on the faction you're using.
So, Rick, I'm going to stop you.
Full of rage.
I'm going to stop you because I know you got a lot to say about this game. I want to start by saying at least two nice things.
Okay.
Here's what I will say is one, Ubisoft, you, like Bandai Namco, have recognized a gap in the space in which Overwatch has yet to fill. Okay. Overwatch 2, we've been waiting on this motherfucker for, what, 3 years now. Yeah. Okay. It's not out yet. You guys have officially said we will take up the space. Overwatch, for as much as the league is doing better, is more competitive and more people are watching it than watched it last season. That's all great. But the player base is not what it used to be. I'm not one of them people saying dead game and all that stuff. Yeah. But the player base is not what it used to be, okay? We talked about the Gundam Overwatch hero shooter last week on this show, of which we gave it a lot of praise. I think the biggest praise for that game is the fact that you took Gundams and made it move like Overwatch. That took some developing.
And it didn't look weird.
It didn't look weird. That took some developing. Good on you, Bandai Namco. Can't wait to play the beta. Now, Rick, about this game, X-Defiant, I will say, Ubisoft, recognize the gap in the space. I do not begrudge them for making a move on this one. The floor is now yours, Rick.
I want to start off by saying I very rarely get a hate boner over hating on stuff because people make this. This is a lot of time, effort, and like energy that people
and you
try,
can't do it.
Yeah, and people try hard. It's not like people sit in an office and go,
no,
I want to make something fucking garbage.
And to be fair, it looks good.
It looks all right.
But like as far as like presentation, it looks good.
All I feel
Art
is...
Art style's okay.
I can literally black out with rage at just thinking that this is so poorly mismanaged from top down of a bunch of disabled geriatric fucks in an office somewhere going, hey, you know what? Let's just take shit that we already have and what are the kids like? Overwatch? Okay.
So you know what? That is the number one thing to me that stood out is that I've played The Division and there is a number of reused assets.
Is there?
Motions or assets, animations. I'm not necessarily sure about the scenery, but definitely the skins and the skeletons and the motions from The Division are reused for more than one character. That sucks to me.
I'll defend this real quick. We'll see because this is just what they're showing.
Good.
It might not it
could be super pre-alpha. But, yes, that's
but
fine.
It's I'm not saying that the actual execution
is
bad. This is a game 5 or 6 years too late.
On top
of the fact that it's like, okay, so within the factions, two of them are coming from The Division. One of them is coming from a huge bomb that they had. Which one is it? It's the Ghost Recon. So Wolves was, that's the one that caused Ubisoft to have to declare 93% profit drop in 1 year because of their, how bad it was. So you have the Wolves from Ghost Recon, Echelon from Splinter Cell, cool, whatever, and the Outcast and Cleaners from The Division.
Right.
I'm very upset because it's just like, even the one thing that they were showing off, like there's two maps, but one of them was stolen straight from Overwatch. It's a fucking Western movie set, just like they have in Overwatch. You approach it the same fucking way where there's like the things over top and, you know, you go up top to be able to shoot the people down below. And like,
it's paint by numbers.
Yeah, it's like, you would think that it's like, the games industry had learned this lesson already. It's like that SpongeBob meme where they're like, how many times do we have to teach you the same lesson, old man?
Yeah.
Of like, you can't do shit like this, because they even talked in there about how, you know, people really loved Rainbow Six. You know, they love
they
the,
do.
They love,
I love it.
The
great
thing,
game.
Which the, you brought up while we're talking about, and you're like, they laud it because of how the gunplay feels real. And
yes.
You said, you looked at this game and you're like, none of that's in here.
No, it's not. It feels like Valorant, but yeah. Not even like what makes Valorant what I like about Valorant. Like, it's very just, again, what are the boxes we have to check?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And they go, oh, well, we want this, we want this, we want this, we want this. And then they go back to their dev team and go, fuck it.
But
I'm
going to tell you, the number one thing that this has going for it, free to play.
You know what? Is it? I didn't see that at the end. Ah, you know what? Ooh, again though, Gundam, also free to play.
That's
right?
What I'm saying. So regardless of how we feel about the actual decision to develop this game, and Rick, I'm with you. I am somebody who perpetually is against development by numbers. Let's tick the boxes. Let's say, oh, what's hot right now? Oh, okay, hero shooters, cool. Or battle royales, cool. Let's do that. I hate that too. But also, the biggest hero shooter on market refuses to go free to play. There's no way new people are coming into this game.
Yeah.
So people are going to look for alternatives. How many times do you think people have said, I want to play an MMO, but you know what? I don't want to pay the $12.99 to play Final Fantasy 14, and they've tried other games.
And here's,
not to say they didn't eventually go to 14.
Yeah.
But they will try the free shit first.
I will say this, though. For those who might not play Overwatch and they see this, they won't see those things that you complain about.
Well, I mean,
you know
it's even down to like, okay, I don't want to shit on Overwatch. Like, it's an easy punching bag for a lot of people.
At this point, yeah.
But like, if even Blizzard and Activision are slow walking Overwatch 2, if they, you know, if they aren't feeling the pressure to be like, gotta do it.
They won't.
Yeah.
Why would you think, not being Overwatch, you should jump in and do that?
Well,
like,
because
maybe
here,
that's
here's
the problem. They've gone so long without competition, and they didn't need to. Now they will.
And here is why the Gundam game, I think, if it continues to, you know, develop and it's good or whatever, has a better chance at being an Overwatch competitor than this Ubisoft one, is because there's enough uniqueness in the art style and the source material.
And it's Gundam.
And it's Gundam, so it has an incumbent audience coming in with it, that people will say, do I play Overwatch or do I play the Gundam game? You know, or was Gundam Revolution? That's how it's going to be. Especially if eventually they both go free to play. Now it becomes just a question of aesthetics. This game, the biggest problem I see it is that, again, I applaud it, but I don't see what niche it falls into if indeed Overwatch 2 comes out. Because let's not front, once Overwatch 2 drops, people are going to play it.
Yeah, like, that's the thing, is it feels like you're just mushy everything.
Yeah.
Like, you don't own one thing. That's what happened with, like, the reason Valorant went so, like, to the moon, right, is because they knew what the fuck they were doing.
Yeah.
It, like, even if people go, oh, it's a CSGO clone, it's a not as good CSGO, doesn't matter.
Well, CSGO has been around for 9 years with zero competition.
They knew exactly what the fuck they were doing. This game feels like they are trying to do everything and do it all well.
Well, you know what? And this is the last thing I want to say about it, and I want to draw this parallel. The launch of Valorant feels so much like the launch of Overwatch, when it came to, they kind of went in two different directions, but they emphasized the stuff outside of the game. People, like, the Overwatch shorts and the cinematic stuff that they would put out, and people would be like, fuck, this is so good. Because you were putting out Pixar quality shorts, and people were ready to play this game. And then with Valorant, you were doing stuff like coming out with these fire-ass soundtracks and playlists.
Yeah.
Every time an agent dropped, they dropped with their own playlist.
Yes.
It dropped with their whole aesthetic. So you may not even like the fucking game, but a character dropped and you was like, that is my aesthetic right there. I knew, I don't even play Valorant, but I knew when it launched I wanted to play as Viper. I knew it.
Yeah.
I wanted to play as Viper. Now at launch, she sucked. But The point is, I wanted to play as her because I felt the aesthetics. Yeah. And so I think that that's what's going to be the thing that puts some of these games over the top. And I just don't. I don't see the thing that puts this Ubisoft game
we'll
over
see,
the top.
We'll see. Exactly. The only thing that might come up is the fact that they have these other games that they're trying to have the story based off of.
Yeah.
And if they can win on that, maybe it'll have some
maybe.
Success.
But anyway, that's going to be it for part one. In part two, we'll be talking about the best spaceships in video games. We're going to put them in a tier list. Why? Because it's Tier List Tuesday. So stick around for more Checkpoint Daily.
Bring the heat. Share your thoughts on socials with us at Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter. You could even be featured on tomorrow's show.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Checkpoint Daily. Your host, Norris Howell, here alongside Weird Beard and Chad Callahan. Don't forget to go to our website, checkpointxp.com, for all of the new information that we put on the website, as well as follow us on social media at Checkpoint XP, basically everywhere. Now, I'm not sure if you guys saw, but the richest man in the world put himself in a giant metal penis and shot himself into the upper atmosphere this morning. That's right. Jeff Bezos completed his suborbital space flight, of which I don't know what's going on. Can you explain to me what's going on with rich white dudes and why they're obsessed with this we get into the segment?
Two things. First thing, they're racing to be able to commercialize space travel, right? Like, they're essentially making it so that the next generation of people that they see will be like Starlink, that Elon Musk has internet access. They want to be able to commercialize space and access to send people up into space. So it's less...
Man, Cowboy Bebop's going to happen, ain't it?
Right. it's less about... wanting to be able to send people into space as much as owning the right
to send people
to send people or things into space. So, A. And then B, the only other thing that I would make a point on this as well is that that by doing this is all being subsidized by government money. So this is like, while they think it's very cool, they are spending very little of their own fucking money to be able to do it. So it's like it's a free payday, a free lunch.
So listen, space travel, cool. There's nowhere to fucking go, but
yet.
All right,
Mars
yet.
Sucks. Why the fuck would you go to Mars?
Hey, anyway, why wouldn't you go? I wouldn't go to Mars, but why wouldn't someone else go to Mars?
You know what? We gonna fuck around and go to Mars and go underground and realize it's a whole ass thriving society on Mars. I'm just saying. Anyway, but colonialism knows no bounds. But I wanted to talk very briefly, because it's Tier List Tuesday. We're going to make a tier list of the best spaceships in honor of the latest space penis to go up in the air, which but is the word. Listen, at least Richard Branson's thing looked high tech and, you know, kind of like it kind of looked like a evil henchman's or evil mastermind's spaceship. This Amazon one just... look terrible. It just, this is a big dildo.
I haven't seen it yet.
This is a big dildo is what it looked like. I mean, but anyway, I want to create a tier list of the best spaceships in video games. Now, when I say spaceship, that means it has to actually, one, go to space, and two, be responsible, if it does go to space, interdimensional travel.
Got it.
Now, if it's a airship, doesn't count. Has to leave the atmosphere.
I get it. No. Right? I guess I know what a spaceship is.
So
I know what a spaceship is.
No, because like somebody, because some people would say like, oh, the fucking high wind, and it's like it never left the atmosphere. It's an airship.
All right, that's what you're
saying. But you guys know the rules to our tier list. We go S A B C D, the lowest being D. So we are going to start with an old classic, also from a movie. We're going to start with the X-Wing from Star Wars. Oh. Where does the X-Wing go?
Low.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, it's a classic.
No, but here's the thing, is that the X-Wing, from my limited Star Wars knowledge, is it gets the shit kicked out of it. Like, it's a toy. Like, they essentially use that as drone fodder to be able to send out people.
I don't think it was
that is
for, like,
incorrect.
Battle.
The X-Wing is one of the most versatile fighters ever created, and it stayed in service... Don't ask me how I noticed.
Okay.
And it stayed in service in one variant or another for many decades.
I mean, you got to take out the idea that it's got a battle. I think the idea of maneuverability, which is the primary reason for space travel, I think it should at least be mid-tier to higher. Like, maybe I'd give it a B. But I'm like just going to throw it out there, a B.
There's just so many more ships in the Star Wars universe that I feel like would be better. Like, even the one from KOTOR. Like, you can't... There's no lounge in an X-Wing. There's not much space. Because you're fucking traveling through space. I can't make Hot Pockets while going through space, what is the point of space?
How long do you need to be in space? In Star Wars, it's like a couple days maximum. It's not like you're spending a year in there.
I tend to love me some X-Wings, but I partially agree with Rick on this. The lack of lounge does knock it.
Delta travel situation.
It does
here.
Knock it. I got to give X-Wing a B. How does everybody feel about that?
I'll settle on a B.
I'm fine with a B, I guess.
All right. Next, we have the Normandy from Mass Effect.
Okay. I'm going to let you all start.
I don't know Mass Effect very well, so...
All right, fuck it. It's an S.
I played it, so I was going to say, Norris, you should lead with it, because you've delved into it much more than I have.
Okay, there's two different Normandies. I'm going with whatever one you know the most.
First one.
To me, the Normandy is a great spaceship. It is a great look into what life on a spaceship would be.
I think it makes sense, too, as far as the layout.
Yeah, the layout makes sense. It's pretty cool. I call it an S, personally, because it's got shit like a lab, personal quarters, a lounge.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a spaceship.
Garage-type area.
Yeah, garage area.
Lockers,
I like it.
Beds.
Like, that's an RV compared to the X-Wing's fucking, like, Ford Pinto.
Well,
and I'm
not
interested.
The X-Wing was supposed to be more of, like, a fighter jet, less of a, like, multiple people living
on it. Yeah, okay. It's a fighter. Okay. But anyway, all right, so we'll say the Normandy is an S because it's great.
I'll stick with that.
All right, here we go. Here's a swerve. The gummy ship.
I hate this because I want to give it high, but I know it shouldn't.
But here's the thing: it's customizable. How many other spaceships can you really like change anything you
want,
or
high.
Have 30 guns on the bottom? No other ships.
I
really
do like
that.
The fact that you can choose. You want missiles? You want all this stuff in game? At least it looks trash because I mean it's gummy. It's like little Lego shit, but it was. In the gameplay was real bad.
Well, I feel like you also would be able to repair it. They had fucking chipmunks working on it. So, like, the technological level of repairing it can't be that high. I would want something like that if I broke down on the side of a space highway.
But I also, if we're talking about video games, the gameplay has to be there. And that was literally the stupidest and my least favorite part about Kingdom Hearts overall.
All right, so listen, I hate Kingdom Hearts, so I'm biased. but I will give the gummy ship an A for the customizable parts, but it can't be an S because it is ugly as shit.
I get that.
I'll give it an A, but the gameplay
style
is
points
terrible.
Taken away.
Yep, gummy ship is an A. All right, here we go. The Pillar of Autumn from the Halo series.
That shit gets blown up every fucking time anything happens. I would fail that ship just for how much it gets its ass kicked. You can't come in and tell me it's a great ship if every Halo game has it getting fucked up. Like, the very first Halo game is literally it getting boarded and getting blown up. Fuck you. You suck, man. If your one job is to, like, fly places and you blow up, I can't give you any points.
Yeah, I don't even know. It seems so big and hulky for a war-type ship. And, like, literally the first image, if I look it up, is, like, a bunch of broken ones in space.
Because
so.
It got fucked up! you can't win!
Yeah, I have to agree.
I mean, generally, we're operating from the context that it is not actively being blown up at the moment. But
I don't remember what the inside looks like.
But the
all.
Fact that it does get blown up is points off, so I do like, have to say the Pillar of Autumn.
It would feel like the defense is pretty low.
Is a
that.
D. Yeah. And it's a D-plus only because Master Chief be on the Pillar of Autumn, and if you blow it up, you incur the wrath of Master Chief.
That's true.
Other than that, pretty shit spaceship.
Yeah.
So I gotta say, the Pillar of Autumn is a D. Now, next we're going to say here's an old favorite, and I'm not sure. I think a lot of our fans will feel some kind of way about it, but the Ragnarok from Final Fantasy VIII. This airship does go to space.
Oh yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you're right.
It does.
Goes to the moon, right?
You know what else it has? It has a kicking ass sound system for a long ass FMV scene that happens in there. So I don't know if that's
very romantic.
Dude, they have a Bose fucking all around sound system.
You know what? This is the stuff that Bezos would have wanted.
Yes. Yes.
You know what? For style, I'm giving it high S.
I gotta give it a high S. It's shaped like a dragon.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, listen, it's shaped like a dragon, and its landing gear are the claws.
I mean, it's
that's fucking cool.
It sucks that it has those fucking alien things in it that like just keep coming back over and over.
That's a little weird, yeah.
I mean, because listen, if you killed them once and then they went away, you'd be okay. But the fact that they respawn every time you leave the room is a very daunting task, and I don't know if the sound system outweighs automatically respawning aliens.
Maybe the sound system is bringing them back because they're like, hey, I love this song.
Like, oh shit.
Oh,
slow,
my jam.
Slow Japanese pop music. I'm fucking into this.
We don't know what they're into.
That's the thing. They never asked them why there was aliens on there. They just fucking murdered them. Maybe they were just having a kicking ass party and these dickheads show up and just start killing them.
Aliens killed.
This
upsetting.
This is the best headcanon I've ever heard for the Ragnarok. But you know what? I got to bust it down to an A because those aliens are a bitch.
Yeah, they are.
And so all we got to go with the Ragnarok at the A tier. So the last one that we're going to pick is a very strange one, also from the Final Fantasy series. It is the Lunar Whale from Final Fantasy IV. You get inside of it and you go to the moon.
I don't know this one, so I got to look it up. Let me look.
Oh, when you see it, you're going to say, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I do know this one.
Yeah, you know
I know this one.
Listen, I think still one of the coolest moments of all time in fucking Final Fantasy across any game is the fact that you can suplex
a train.
You can't suplex this spaceship, so I feel like I'm already a little down on it.
Here's one thing I'll give it. This is based off of, I don't remember what mythos, but it's based off of a mythos, like a very old one, like a very Leviathan style.
Yeah, I
get why they chose a whale and why it goes to space. That being said, meh.
Meh?
I'll say meh. I'll give it a B because I get where they're going with the mythos and everything like that. I couldn't tell you off the top of my head, but I do know this because there's a lot of stories that base it off of whales going traveling around.
I don't like this ship. It weirds me out. Okay, I'm going to just say that right now. I look at it and I'm unsettled. I don't know why. I can't explain it, but they just recently put this as a mount in Final Fantasy 14, of which 8 people can ride one mount. And let me tell you something. Freaks me out there, too. So,
it's kind of like Sin.
I think we, yeah, exactly.
Just like,
it's a big, weird whale. Yeah. Let's call it a C.
Okay.
All right, so we call it a C. All right, guys, so that means our tier list are as follows. According to Checkpoint, the best spaceship of all time in all video games is the Normandy. And
if Robbie was here, he'd agree.
The second tier would be the Gummy Ship from Kingdom Hearts.
People are mad.
And the Ragnarok from Final Fantasy VIII.
Also pissed about
B
that.
B will be the X-Wing, of which I will also put TIE Fighter. Fuck it. And then we have the Lunar Whale at C and the piece of shit Pillar of Autumn ND, and nothing makes me happier than to see something that's in Halo be at the bottom of this list. But with that said, guys, that's going to be it for Checkpoint Daily. We'll be back here tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern Time for the stream. We'll be recording 2 episodes as always. So make sure you guys are here for that. So for Weird Beard and Chad Callahan, I am your host, Norris Howard, and we will see y'all tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.